I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. A new documentary is casting light on the hard work and passion needed to run a viable small family dairy. The film, called The Moo Man, is being screened at this year's True False Film Fest in Columbia, Missouri. Those who can get a ticket to see The Moo Man at True False or in theaters later this year will be transported to Hook and Son, a dairy that sits in the middle of the lush green marshes of southeast England. During the 97-minute film, the audience learns how organic raw milk is produced by Steve Hook and his 70 dappled Holstein Friesian cows. Here's a clip from the film.
We just got to let you into the yard for a start. You're not going into the field straight away. Right then, girls, you ready to go out then? Hey?
As we follow Hook around the farm, it quickly becomes clear that the job of a dairyman requires plenty of overtime. Hours are spent milking cows, putting the herd out to graze, mopping the milking parlor clean of manure, delivering bull and heifer calves, bottling milk, and dropping it off at customers' doors. I spoke with one of the documentary's directors, Heike Bachelier, via Skype from Berlin. She says she learned about Hook and Son after buying their raw milk.
One day I arranged a visit to the farm, and Steve showed us around for quite a long time. And when we left the farm, we both knew that this will be our next film.
The film's other director, Andy Heathcote, says while raw milk was the initial focus of the film, the story's emphasis slowly shifted.
And there was questions that you think, well, can this kind of farm still survive and will Steve kind of make it? Then it got more personal as we realized what kind of characters cows actually have.
In a poignant scene towards the end of the film, Hook spends what seems like an inordinate amount of time, given his many responsibilities, tending to Ida, a cow he calls the queen of the herd, after she's gotten gravely ill from eating a strip of wire. Here's a clip.
Let's hope you get better. You're a pretty little thing, really.
Hook also reveals that his milk costs the dairy more to produce than it actually brings in. And by the time the credits roll, we understand the full weight of his words and just how risky running a small family dairy can be. Bachelier says she hopes that's not lost on the film's audience, since farms like Hook and Son are disappearing around the world every day.
Family farms are so much in our heads, you know, we kind of grow up with them. So basically, we wanted to show this world, but at the same time, make people aware of that this lifestyle is going to disappear.
The Moo Man is being screened at the True False Film Fest on March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd and will be released in U.S. theaters later this year. To watch a clip of the film and to hear other interviews with directors featured at True False, go to kbia.org.
You got to come out then? Are you ready, Myrtle, to come out? Come on then.
And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.
Come on in. Look at Nelly. Picked up some dust coming.